Well, they told us when we came out of meetings, and you know, the running back coach took us in there and told us. But you know, I was surprised, you know, to be this early. Honestly, you know, he's a guy that you look up to. He's been in the league for a very long time, and he's still capable of doing the things that, you know, he was doing 6 years ago. So I'm pretty sure he'd get picked up again. But you know, it's a sad day for him. You know, he was a real good mentor to me. So you know, it was you know, I'm sad to hear that.
So what does it mean, you know, you think for you, that the guy who has been the starter here for the last 2 years, that job's open?
I mean, you know, it's always open. You know, I was competing with, you know, Noshon, Montes, you know, JJ. So I mean, it's still a lot of competition, and you know, just because he's going, can't ride it in. But you know, like I said, I'm just trying to compete and, you know, earn more playing time like the rest of them.
Last year at this time when we talked, your goal was to make the team and your goal was to get on the field, and now you're in a little different situation. Is the goal to be the starting running back of the Denver Broncos now?
Definitely. You know, I'm trying to push to be the starting running back. I want to be come, you know, September 5th. And, you know, if what I produce on the field, this camp and, you know, coming up, you know, allows me to be, then, you know, I'll be happy. But that is a goal.
What are you hoping to show them to prove that you can be a starting running back? What are the parts of your game?
You know, I just got to be accountable 100% of the time. You know, not have to worry about them second guessing me. So, you know, if I'm accountable every, you know, 100% of the snaps, then, you know, I have a very good chance.
Ronnie, this is a numbers game. With all the quality guys you had going into this mini camp, I mean, somebody had to go. Are you surprised it happened now?
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was going to be, you know, later on, you know, in camp. But, you know, like I said, I'm not running the front office. I'm not in the office. I don't know. You know, I'm just here trying to, you know, play. That's, you know, that's their business, what they do up there.
What are you going to remember or take from Willis? You said he's given you a lot of advice over the last
year. I mean,
year.
He just told me to be myself, you know, don't let nobody change you. And, you know, just be patient. You know, it'll come to you.
Right. Would you say that the pass protection, kind of the learning curve there, is more mental than physical?
Oh, yeah, it's definitely more mental because, you know, when you come from, you know, a school where you just have this guy and then you come here where you got everybody else, you know, it's a little harder. But, you know, once you start to see everything and when you see it more than once, it kind of comes second nature. And, you know, it's quick. You got him. You got Will, the weak safety, you know, back to the center. So
is it safe to say that you're starting to, in your own terms, see everything?
Yeah, definitely. You know, I'm starting to see everything quicker. You know, at first it'll take me a while, but now, you know, I just know where to look and, you know, rotations and all that stuff. So it's coming to me.
What have you gotten out of the last 4 weeks spending so much time working with the ones as you have?
You know, you just gotta know your stuff, be accountable. You know, of course Peyton, you know, he wants you to be accountable every snap, no mistakes, play fast. So, you know, that's pretty much what I've been working on the past 4 weeks.
How's the extra weight gonna help you?
How's what?
The extra weight, the work you've done on your body can help.
I mean, hopefully it'll give me about 5 more yards after contact. But, you know, I can't tell right now once, you know, preseason coming, once I start getting the pads and, you know, picking up these blisters when they really come in, and, you know, I'll be able to tell a lot more.
Where are you at right now?
I'm at 200 right now.
Is that where you want to stay, or you'd like to get a little bigger?
You know, I want to be around 200, you know, maybe if I put on 5 more, but right now I don't want to get heavier than that.
Is this the biggest you've ever been?
I mean, practicing, yeah, you know, combine, you get beefed up for no reason. But, you know, I think this is the heaviest I've been, you know, outside of that.
Was this Ronnie Hillman decided to get to 200, or did the coaches say, hey, Ronnie, we'd like to get you to 200?
I decided to get to 200. They wanted me about 190, 195. So, you know, I put on the extra weight and, you know, just playing with it and see how it goes.
So, if you show you still have your speed.
Yeah, I mean, I still got it. So, I mean, good. the worries is out of there.
How do you feel with working with Monte? Has kind of that.
Oh man, you know, he's a cool dude. You know, we joke around. You know, we're starting to build a friendship relationship. You know, he's a younger guy. You know, he's actually older than me, but you know, I've been in the league longer, so you know, I kind of help him out, and you know, he actually helped me out sometimes. So you know, it's you know, he's coming along very well, and you know, he's doing a lot of good things out there.
Are you able to look at this as like it might be the two of you guys going to be in the core of this running?
I mean, I'm not trying to look
future.
At it that way. If that's how it comes, that's how it comes. But you know, you just can't, you know, cross out Noshon, who came in and did a good job. You know, you got Jeremiah Johnson, who's, you know, out here pretty good, doing pretty good things too. So you know, Lance Ball, who had a lot of time. So there's still a lot of competition out here. So you just can't write those guys off either.
Does the different defense that you're facing look a little different than last year? How excited are you for your teammates on the other side of the ball?
Oh man, they deep back there. It's crazy how deep they are. You know, thought it was tough to get a running back room, but you know, you see how many DBs they got. So, and all of them can run. You know, even the old guys. So, you know, it's nice to see, you know, those guys, you know, Vaughn, and, you know, now you got, you know, Sean Phillips. So it's a pretty good situation on the D.
Ronnie, I don't know if you answered this, but when you heard the news about Willis, what was your emotion? Were you mildly surprised, shocked?
I was surprised and kind of, you know, upset. Not upset, but, you know, disappointed. You know, he's a guy that, you know, you look up to. So, you know, it's hard to see those kind of guys go, but it's a business, and, you know, I just got to get used to it, you know.
Ronnie, what are your plans now between now and training camp starts?
I'm going to go back to L.A. and train with the trainer I've been training with, you know, with Athletic Games. So, you know, I'll go back there and, you know, continue to train hard.